Welcome to another Economic Week in Review for September 25th through 29th, read to you by Jonathan Andrew Walter of JawSpeak.com, formerly EconTech Blog. If you're following me from last week, San Francisco was wonderful, but now let's get on to capitalism. Economic Week in Review, September 25th through 29th, 2006. The final week of the third quarter brought mostly downbeat reports on the economy, but even the most pessimistic analysts had to smile as blue-chip stock prices reached record levels for the first time since January of 2000. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly ventured above its all-time high of 11,723 on Thursday before losing some ground. The S&P 500 index wasn't even close to record territory, however, ending the week up 1.6% to 1,336, almost 200 points shy of its record. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 3 basis points to 4.63%. Bad news on the housing front continued to mount in August. Sales of existing homes continued their downward trend, dropping 0.5% to 6.3 million units on an annualized basis. While the median price of an existing single-family home declined for the first time since 1993, falling 1.7% from a year earlier. The median price for existing single-family homes on a dollar value is currently $227,000. In addition, the inventory-to-sales ratio, a measure of how many months it would take to deplete the supply of existing homes at the current sales rate, rose to 7.5, its highest level in more than 13 years. The outlook for new homes seemed brighter at first glance, with sales rising 4.1% in August to an annualized 1.05 million, breaking 3 straight monthly declines. But the uptick was in line with Wall Street expectations, and some analysts dismissed the good news in light of a downward revision in the data for July. Pessimists also pointed to a steep 17.4% drop in new home sales over the past year. The latest figures on gross domestic product offered further hints of economic slowdown. An earlier revised estimate from second quarter GDP was 2.9%, and it was revised downward this week to 2.6%, which is less than half of the robust 5.6% growth rate seen in the first quarter. Sluggishness in the housing market was identified as a primary contributing factor in the downward revision for 2006 Q2 GDP. Over the past few weeks, the number of companies warning of lower expected earnings for the third quarter has been very low. Perhaps Wall Street estimates are not too high. Warnings normally pick up in the final weeks of the calendar quarter, but that was not the case in the past 2 weeks. The economic data this past week supported the idea that a soft landing for the economy is developing. August's existing home sales dipped 0.5%, as I said earlier, but new home sales were up a surprising 4.1%. There's no question the housing market is very weak, but hopefully it's not crashing either. There was cause for concern on the inflation front this week. Consumer prices rose 0.2% in August for an increase of 3.2% over the past year. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, often referred to as the core inflation rate, was up 2.5% over the past year. This is the highest yearly gain since 1995. Personal income increased 0.3% in August, down from a 0.5% rise in July, and the smallest monthly increase so far this year. The personal savings rate was up 0.2% from July's minus 0.7% figure, but it still remained in negative territory, as it has been since early of 2005. This suggests a little bit more that consumers are continuing to support their lifestyles by relying on credit cards or just selling inventories and other assets. The Commerce Department reported a surprising drop in durable goods for August. New orders fell 0.5% to a seasonally adjusted $209.7 billion on top of 2.7% decline in July. Most economists had expected an increase of about 0.9%. Orders were down in almost every product category, with the only exception being transportation and fabricated metal goods, posting increases. The week's economic news wasn't all bad. After a 9-month low in August, consumer confidence did rebound in September, going up 4.3 points to 104.5 in the Conference Board's index. and consumers were both more upbeat about current economic conditions and future prospects. The report didn't cite specific causes for the upturn in consumer confidence and sentiment, but most analysts expect it's due to the lowering price at the pump. Another busy week for economic news is next week. Reports slated for release include the construction spending and manufacturing activity on Monday, factory orders and non-manufacturing activity Wednesday, and the employment system and consumer credit coming out on Friday. Thank you for listening. Look forward to hearing back from you, my listener. Send all feedback to jaw@jawspeak.com or leave a comment directly on the site. Thank you so much, and Jonathan Andrew Walter, signing off.